From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting there was more today from U.S. President Barack Obama about the shooter in Sunday's attack in Florida.
He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians.
Mr. Obama was speaking about American-born Muslim Omar Siddiqui Mateen. Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen him there over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. French police are holding three men for questioning in relation to the fatal stabbing of a police officer and his partner. Lisa Bryant reports.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosie Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials. Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Moulin said Abala described himself to police as a practicing Muslim who had responded to IS's call to kill unbelievers in their homes. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000. For the violence by its fans against English fans. This is VOA News.